From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trade unionists in Guyana declare themselves satisfied with the response to their general strike. Grenada reacts to visa restrictions slapped on their citizens by Canada. And is the underwater volcano Kikimjeni threatening the southern Caribbean? I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, a strike called by several unions representing public sector workers doesn't appear to have made much of an impact. But union officials say they're satisfied with the response from their members. The union had asked them to protest in their workplaces and to stay off the streets. Our Georgetown reporter detected few signs of serious disruption of the key agencies. But the union say they'll continue to insist on a 35% pay increase and for a return to free collective bargaining. Colin Smith reports.
There have been few signs of a significant response at any of the key government agencies to the call by unions representing public sector workers for a day of protest action today. Work at the health centers, customs and excise, transport and harbors departments, and most government ministries appeared to be almost normal. The union called for the day of protest to show their disapproval not only of the government's offer of a 5.5 wage increase, but its decision to pay that increase before negotiations with the union were completed. Mr.